The title of today's message is To Become a New Person. The scripture is found in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 17 to 24. Here's the word of God. Again, Ephesians chapter 4, verse 17 to 24. So I tell you this, and insist on it in the Lord, that you must no longer live as the Gentiles do, in the futility of their thinking. They are darkened in their understanding and separated from the light of God because of the ignorance that is in them due to the hardening of their hearts. Having lost all sensitivity, they have given themselves over to sensuality so as to indulge in every kind of impurity, and they are full of greed. That, however, is not the way of life you learned when you heard about Christ and were taught in Him in accordance with the truth that is in Jesus. You were taught, with regard to your former way of life, to put off your old self, which is being corrupted by its deceitful desire, to be made new in the attitude of your mind, and to put on the new self, created to be like God in true righteousness and holiness. With the title, To Become a New Person. And the key verse is Ephesians chapter 4, verse 24. And to put on the new self, created to be like God in true righteousness and holiness. We will read together this key verse. That's all I read. And to put on the new self, created to be like God in true righteousness and holiness. And our pastor will deliver our message today with the title, To Become a New Person. Greeting to the congregation. You have overcome the snow to come and worship with us. And because of the weather, they could not make it today. But we can continue to worship in person as we have the opportunity in this new year. We all wish you to become a new person. And hopefully we will make progress in our worship. And we have improved all this. And so people worshiping on at home can log on to Zoom to hear the translation. And if you like to listen to English, you can get on Zoom. You can enter the ID 256-375-2022. Soon. You can use that Zoom ID to listen to the English translation. So once again, the ID 256-375-2022. And so you can store this on your phone so you can log on to Zoom to listen to the English translation. Thank you. We are welcome all of you today. Also, those worshiping from home, welcome as well. Have you made any New Year resolution yet? every year, we probably make a New Year resolution. Just one person, a young man, he made a resolution that he will quit smoking from New Year. When at the New Year's party, he asked his friend and asked for a cigarette. And the friend's reply, "I thought you made a New Year resolution to quit smoking. Why did you ask me for a cigarette?" And he said, "I'm in the process of quitting right now. There are certain phases, and in the middle of phase one." And the friend asked, "What is phase one?" And the young man said, "I have quit buying cigarettes. I hope that we do not have those kind of phases when we make a new resolution." So we will think about the passage that we just read from Ephesians chapter 4, verse 17 to 4, a decision that we have to make. Let's pray for guidance. Dear our loving Father in heaven, we lift up our voice to thank you for this time together to learn, to praise your name, to receive your word. May you teach us through your word that help us in this new year to decide to become a new person before your eyes. If we have decided many times that we have not been changed, may you forgive us. Teach us that some reason we have not committed ourselves to be a become person. This morning you let us lead us into the truth, Lord. We lift everything up and pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, we see Mr. Howe from Houston come to visit us today. There are three things that we will learn together from this lesson. First, most aware of the old person. Second was that aware of a new person, then to become a new person. The first thing is that aware of the old person, new congregation, to become a new person. We have to recognize aware of the old person. Normally, we don't use this phrase, but Paul has pleaded to all believers, do not forget about this, to look back at the old person in us. Paul said, I pleaded to all believers, Paul said. This is something we easily can forget and will cause that to become a new person. We have to look back at our old person. We have to look back at our old person. Paul said, do not live as Gentiles, Paul said. But when we Gentile, I'm not a Gentile. I have been a believer for so many generations. How can I be a Gentile? To understand that when Paul said, brother, do not live as Gentiles, Paul talked about this to the Ephesians, church in Ephesus. When he wrote, he praised Ephesians with faith in Jesus and have love in it. Here is a epistle, is someone to experience with Christ. So Paul pleaded, do not live as Gentiles. What does Paul want to say? Paul said, the Gentiles is not somebody who does not have activity. These are not Gentiles that do not know Jesus. But when you and I have been put faith in the Lord, but the relationship is not there with Christ. Something that we need to hold on to. If we do not have that relationship with Christ, we are nothing more like the Gentiles. I have been to church many times, but the relationship with Christ is not there. When we live as Gentiles, they do not have that relationship with Christ. But we have been saved. That has established the relationship. If we do not live with that relationship, it's just like the Gentiles. No different. So do not live as Gentiles. Why do we know from Revelation that we have used in the text? The Pergamos church, Ephesus, Sardis, Laodicea, the Lord asked them to repent. The church, why did the Lord ask them to repent? Because the Christian never repented. The church may be in the situation of Thyatira, where I have given them the opportunity to repent, but they are not willing. Maybe we are in that situation because what? Because we did not, we're not aware of the old person. I'm a new person. Yes. When we believe, the wish of the Lord is that God will change us into a new person. But for us, we have to look back at our old person first. Do we recognize the need? Then we will have a desire to change. If you are not thirsty, you would not desire water. If you do not know you're hungry, you would not eat or want to eat anything. So we have to be aware of our situation, aware of the old person. In the Gentile, their understanding is darkened. We live among a society that is very comfortable. They do not have a trust in Christ, but they are contributing to the society. Paul wanted to explain that the way of thinking of the Gentiles, that thinking is just temporary about the life of today's world, but it has nothing to do with salvation, so that they can escape the trap of the Satan. Even because of their personal gain, that many have sinned against the Lord and then condemn others with that. And that way of living that Paul said, their thinking is darkened. They are stranger to the new life of the salvation. They are stranger to the life of Christ. Every year we commemorate Christmas and then the resurrection, Easter, from the resurrection. But all of that has nothing to do with a believer. Why? Because there is no relationship with Christ. If the birth of Christ that we just commemorated 2 weeks ago has nothing to do with us, that commemoration is meaningless. So you and I think about we are stranger to the relationship with Christ or not. All the Christian has no relation. Their heart is darkened. That means before the conscience, the heart, can we listen to what the Lord is telling us? The Holy Spirit said to correct. Are we listening to the Holy Spirit in us? When we wish for something, the Holy Spirit say, don't do it. Are we listening to the Holy Spirit or not? When we come into the activity of business or that cause us to be separated from God, the Holy Spirit will step in. Are we listening to the Holy Spirit or not? And they are darkened in their understanding and separated from the light of God because of the ignorance that is in them due to hardening of their hearts. Do they know that they are wrong if they steal something? Then when they committed, violate the law, they know they violate the law. The conscience will tell them they are wrong. I have to live in a way that the conscience will not condemn me. That's why. But our conscience is not truth. The conscience cannot give you the strength to correct ourselves. So, based on conscience, if something has no value. All who does not have faith, they indulge in every kind of impurity, and they are full of greed. There is dark power that influences their life. James in chapter 1 verse 14 like this, but each person is tempted when they are dragged away by their own evil desire and anxious. Everybody was enticed by their evil desire. Some is greed, some is one fame, some one materials, listing. And that's the desire from our own evil desire in the heart. And James said, each person is tempted when they are dragged away by their own evil desire. Then, after desire has conceived, it gives birth to sin. And sin, when it is full grown, gives birth to death. That is the progression of sin, of the desire, evil desire. And so Paul is telling us, we have to look back at our old person. Before we become believers, but is that old person still with us or not? All the progression that we see, that our mind become empty, stranger with the life of Christ. Their heart is hardened. We let ourselves go in the way of sensuality. All of that has been controlled by a boss. Me. I control myself. I'm my own boss. So, whatever I want, whatever I like, I think that I gave it right. I will continue to do it when it feels good. That is not the life of a Christian. Our mind telling us that our way of thinking is better than others. And all of the old person has any value that is meaningless to God. So we have to look back at our old person. I totally believe in Christ. It's not an event that happened in time, but it is a decision that is continuous from the time we declare our faith in Christ. And so, I have come to church. I have prayed before. But in the past does not solve our present problem. We could not eat before for this week. It cannot be. Our faith from the time when we declare the faith, every day we have to live for Christ. Anybody believe, though you are, have many years of faith in Christ, or just a few months, from the time that we declare faith in Christ, that we receive Christ as our master, we continue to do so. So when we look at the old person, is there anything that caused us to have a lifestyle like a Gentile in we are stranger to the Christ, love of Christ? We can do many things that we like, but it's against the love of Christ. In 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 2, by this gospel you are saved. The gospel that Christ has brought us is not the religious activities that we hear. That's not the gospel. Gospel that we commemorate Christmas. Jesus came into the world to sacrifice himself for us. And because the gospel that the birth of Christ come into the world, die for us, that's the gospel. You need to keep the gospel. By this gospel you are saved. If you hold firmly to the word I preach to you, otherwise you believe in vain. Though if our faith is not based on the gospel, it doesn't matter how many times we pray or sing, that does not matter, because there is no relationship between the life of Christ and our life. Is any way our life is like the gentle? Please help us to get away from our old self. The second person, aware of the new person. When we look at the old person, we will feel suffering in the old person. Everything is focused on me. But now, I have a new person that is something God gave us. Everything in the new person is based on the foundation that Jesus. And before I was the old person, I did not live for myself, but I live according to God's will. So we think that, are we living for Christ or not? There is a person working in the circus. There is a elephant. And so they took the elephant and put a lush of the circus is tied to the stump of a few inches tall. And that people are amazed that the elephant does not try to yank it and set loose. And they say, why? Why do I tie the big elephant to that stump? But because when he was a baby, I have trained that baby elephant not to yank it loose at the same stump. So he thought that he was captured there. So he was trained that way, not to yank it. So now, when he looked at the stump, he knew that he couldn't do anything. Here comes the question. And this is a psychological war that the Satan has instilled in our mind. Satan has put in our mind a kind of thought that we cannot escape its power. We put hope in religion. But religion is powerless to see. Many, based on the morality of the effort of the flesh, has no power to satisfy the will of God. None of that can bring us salvation. Everybody we often heard say, we are the same, we are limited. Dear congregation, the problem is not that we do not have a way out, but it is rather not accepting the way God has offered to the human race. We have tried, but we fail. But sometimes we could not improve our own self by our own effort. But the birth of Jesus is the way out of us, for us, the way of salvation. Jesus was born for you and me to change. Just when we have faith in Jesus, we will no longer have the way of the Gentiles. You have heard about Jesus. You have studied the Bible. When you hear testimony about their life, that means we have heard of Christ. When we heard, just to hear, we recognize the power of the Christ through the Bible, through somebody's life. When Jesus healed or resurrected Lazarus from there, we've seen and hear the power of Christ. The testimony of people who, like an addict, has been changed, or the drunkard become sober. All that miracles we have heard. And those are the things we hear. Does that change our heart? I don't think so. When you hear somebody is rich, will you be rich? No. When you hear somebody, a good person that rub off on us? No. So, when only hear about the Lord Jesus Christ, we could not change ourselves. Now, we have been taught in the way of Christ. That means that Paul said, we have a relationship with Christ, not just because we hear about someone, but now I'm experiencing that relationship for me. And the teaching of Christ is in me. And personally, that relationship is now in us with Christ. The preacher is preaching, listening the same way, but only those who give himself, herself to Christ, to invite Christ into their heart, to have a relationship with him. And though the pastor can preach a good message, but if there is no relationship with Christ, the preaching is also useless. In John 15:5, I am the vine, you are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. So when we are connected to Christ, the life of Christ will flow into us. That person will bear much fruit for the Lord. Outside of me, you can do nothing, Jesus said. You can be born in a Christian family. It doesn't matter. Outside of me, you can do nothing. That means if we have no relationship with Christ, we will fail. The relationship with Christ will help us. Paul said, the life of Christ is necessary for a changed life. The flesh is powerless in this regard. Paul did not teach us a philosophy. But this is the truth of Christ. Paul is teaching truth to us, the true experience of the life of Christ. We can go, give us a formula. We can make a cake according to the formula. But if that person, that show us a way by way, and so if we are taught by an expert, we can bake a cake just like the expert wanted. So our faith is the same. If we only have activities at the church, religious activities, but that does not change your life and mine until we have Christ in our heart. Christ will teach us himself. Christ will give us the experience through his word when he lives in our heart. And that is the truth of Jesus that expresses out his life in us. When we talk about the truth in Christ, Paul wants to say, when we put faith, we receive the life of Christ supplied to our heart, and that can change our life. The flesh cannot help us to change. The flesh is powerless to change us. There's a person look at the butterfly trying its best to get out of the cocoon, and he was have mercy on that little butterfly because he's struggling to get away from the cocoon. But the butterfly is struggling, so he decided to, because of his mercy, oh, why don't we help this butterfly? So he cut off the cocoon so that the butterfly, can escape easily of the cocoon. Afterward, the butterfly did not fly away. It just lying there. Why? Why did the butterfly just not? Because the progression of the cocoon into a butterfly, it has to struggle against certain obstacles in order to grow. The wings and all the nutrients of the blood will make the butterfly full grown so that they can fly away. And that is the natural progression. But if the butterfly does not struggle at the very beginning, it will be have a small wings, and then the butterfly could not fly away with its own very small wing like that. The man thought he could help the butterfly, but that causes the injured butterfly and not able to grow. Our faith is the same way. When we look at our faith, we are struggling sometimes to grow. We know that we want everything to be smooth. No, do not expect some easy way of faith without the relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. I could not become a new person. So when we aware of the new person, so our life now totally dependent on Christ. Now I live according to the will of God in my life. The old person is still there. Our focus of a new person is now in Christ. The third person, to become a new person. We are aware of the old person. How we can become a new person now? We have to make a decision. I want to become a new person. Paul said, we have to put out the old person. by the renewal of our mind. The difference we were taught with regard to your former way of life, Paul said, to put your old self, which is being corrupted by its deceitful desire, to be made new in the attitude of our your minds. Our faith did not teach us we do not have to do anything by our effort, but let God act in us. If we do not recognize this, we will use our own effort to try to do it. Oh, Bible's teaching is so hard, I couldn't do it. But that's religion. God does not bring us religion. God brings us a gospel, the power of Christ. So when you and I, to put away our old self, not we can do it ourselves. We could not correct our old self. If we could do it, we do not need Christ. The problem is that we could not correct ourselves. But God said to put away our old self. Who can do it? Jesus himself will do it for us. God will make our old person, shed our old person away. So when God allows any problem to occur, that is trial to get away our old self from us. God would allow it to happen. Just like a butterfly escaping the cocoon. So in Hebrew, 12 element, no discipline seemed pleasant at the time, but painful. Later on, however, it produces a harvest of righteousness and peace for those who have been trained by it. So, we have to allow God to strip away the old person. At the same time, we take on the new person. How? The old person we could not solve. How do we put on a new person? No. You and I could not do anything. Let the Lord strip our old self away. Allow God to put on our new person for us. If you and I do not have this kind of wish, then our faith is useless. And I'd like to give you a story. A person was possessed by a demon, and then the demon was cast out away by Jesus. But that person did not invite Christ. And then a spirit walked around and then go back. And that spirit come back to the old house. Ooh, it's been clean in this body. So he took 7 more spirits with that spirit to live in that person. So before it was 1 demon. But now 8 more spirits live. If we do not accept Christ, that is a story told in Matthew chapter 12 verse 43-45. If there is no relationship with Christ, so that God can do something. And that is the worst Christian when we do not have that relationship with Christ. What we have to do that God will do for us. Whoever in Christ, he is a new creature. And that is the spiritual law of Christ. But this doesn't occur automatically. God must make a progress in our life to put away the old self, and then he put on a new person for us. There's nothing we can do. There is nothing we can do. Only God can do it for us. We do not struggle ourselves, but we have to let God act on our behalf to give us a new life. So the image that the new creature, whoever is in Christ is a new creature. So there is a period of growth. There is a period to put off the old person and then put on a new person by the action of Christ when we allow Christ to act. Then we will become a new person in Christ. When God created Adam, is there anything different between the animal and Adam? If the animal can run, Adam can run too. They are made of the same material. But God breathed into Adam's nostril and Adam became a living being, different than the animal. The difference. Only human can receive the life of Christ. We have seen how the dog been taught to pray. But so it doesn't mean that the dog know how to pray. They just know how to do what the owner is telling him to do something. And because the life that God gave to Adam, God breathed into the nostril of Adam, we become, has a ability to have a relationship with our Creator. We can be a good religion if we do not accept this foundational truth. Our faith becomes in vain. So we can look at aware of the old person, recognize how God can strip away the old person and give us a new person. And there is a farmer who has a donkey who fell into the well. And this farmer thought, oh, this is an old donkey. And so he wanted to bury alive this donkey into the well. So he asked everybody to put dirt on top of the donkey. And the donkey said, I'm not being saved, but now the dust and dirt is falling on my body. And so he shuddered, and all the dirt fell onto the well below. And afterward, the donkey has a new hope. That is, whenever the dirt hit his body, he shook it off and stepped on the dirt. And everybody was surprised. After a while, the donkey did not die. But all of a sudden, he just shuddered his body and the dirt fell on the floor of the well. And then, after a while, the donkey got raised up because the dirt has now grown up and become taller. Now, the donkey is stepping out of the well. And this is truth. You and I cannot do anything. And back to our life. All the trials of this life is temporary. In 2 Corinthians 4:17, for our light and momentary troubles are achieving for us an eternal glory that far outweighs them all. So consider your trial as joy, so that our trial is for our goodness. Do not be sad when we have trials, but the result of that will become more like Christ. The image that you and I in Romans For those who foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of Son. Predestined doesn't mean that God chose a few. We know that God foreknew our heart. We consider any trial to be temporary to have a good result on our faith. So for those who foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brothers and sisters. And those who he predestined, he also called. Those he called, he also justified. Those he justified, he also glorified. God has a plan for us. Jesus will become the firstborn of many. He will call those. And he has called. He called them to be righteous. That means Jesus made them justify, not us. We do not justify ourselves, but Christ justified us. Those not justified, he also glorified. All of these that Paul mentioned is in the past tense. He has called, he has justified, he has glorified. He has done all of that. Why is it in the past? Because this is a plan that has been already done on the cross for us. Whether we have it, this is our decision before the Lord. So that we consider this trial of what we have is temporary. May God bless you and me in the new year. We make a decision like in the key verse. Let's all read together this key verse again. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 24 in this new year. And to put on the new self, create to be like God in true righteousness and holiness. Let's all pray. Dear Lord, we are thankful that we could not do anything by our own effort. Our ancestor has sinned before you that caused us to have a sinful attribute in ourselves. We are thankful for Jesus who came into the world to give us a joyful news, the gospel of Christ, that we are saved in Christ. Please let us understand that when our old self we can shed, we could not do anything to correct our old self. May we see the way out by your doing, Lord, on our life. You restore your life into our life when we allow you to act in our life so that you can strip away our old self and give us a new self, a new person, just like more and more like Christ. May you do this in each one of us so that we will not struggle in vain, but knowing that our temporary trials is a result to have our faith grow before you. We thank you. We thank you for your teaching. We ask your blessing on each one of us. And we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.